Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another episode of Using My Keys Broadcast. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God to be with you all for this week's episode. I was a bit challenged as the day started out as to what we would share this evening, but what the Lord spoke to me, I said, oh, yeah, God, that's going to help somebody, and it's going to help me too. But he's saying tonight that it's time for us to open our mouths. It's time for manifestation. Open your mouth. It's time for manifestation. So, Father, we thank you tonight for this teaching time. We thank you for your word on tonight, God. We thank you for your anointing, oh God, that will allow this teaching to come forth with power and clarity, oh God. We thank you for those who have an ear to hear on tonight, God, those who will share on tonight, oh God. Oh God, concerning your word and what we are to speak in this season, God, we just speak to the airways now. We take authority over any attack that the enemy would try to launch this way. God, we will go forth with power, oh God. Thank you for it, God. We ask that you would open up the ears and the hearts, oh God, of those who will call in and even listen later, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your glory, that your kingdom would be expanded here on earth. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I want to thank God for those who have called in on this evening to be with us on the broadcast tonight, and those who are in the chat room, we say good evening to you. For those who are on the line, if at any point you'd like to add to the conversation or you have a question, we ask that you please press 1 and we will bring you live. Amen. So tonight, open your mouth. It's time for manifestation. And the first passage of scripture that the Lord took me to was in Genesis 1:3 reads, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. I'll read it again, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay, I hear that. Yeah, do you really hear that, though? God said, and it was. God said, and it was. What you say becomes what you see. I could stop right there and we'd be finished. But we're going to talk about this, Genesis 1 and 3. We see that the universe was set in motion because God's intent changed. His intent began to focus on thoughts. And then his thoughts were harnessed by the words that he spoke. 1 John 5:7 says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This gives us an assurance and victory that we are overcomers. We are overcomers in this world. And we're going to exercise our faith. We're going to utilize our conversation. And we're going to start calling those things that be not as though they were. What got me to this place today is that I've been listening to people with the woe is me. Oh, is this. I listened to someone today proclaim that we are not equipped and ready to move forward in God, that we're lacking. But the God that I serve and the God that those of you who are listening serve, the God we serve is a God that equips us, who makes us well able for that we're facing in this very moment, and he prepares us for what's to come. When we think about what took place in Genesis, when God spoke and it became, when we look at our own lives and know that God has spoken some certain things concerning our lives, maybe concerning our ministry, concerning our purpose, concerning our children, God has already spoken in his word provision that he has for us. And we say we trust God and we believe God, yet we've not seen the manifestation of these things take place. So the question might be, Is it God or is it us? Where's the holdup in this situation? And I would venture to say that it is not God, but it is indeed us. Why? Because our conversations have been speaking to our problems and not speaking our solutions. Why is it that we would dwell on what's wrong and not use God's words to declare what is right according to his word? Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. It is the word of God that comes forth from your mouth that pulls the resources in heaven into our situation. And the manifestation of the things that we desire from God first start in the spirit realm and then are made material here in the earth. So in our conversations, when we start talking foolishness, I'm going to call it foolishness because there's a whole lot of different things that we would be subject to saying. When we get in a mood, when we feel in some kind of way, we're often finding ourselves speaking to the doom and gloom of where we are in that moment instead of speaking the word of God to bring life to that which seems to be dead. 2:9, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for those who love him. So if we say we love him, if we are in his word and his word is in us, then that should give us reassurance to know that we can open up our mouth and begin to speak his word concerning our situations and receive the manifestation of that which God has for us. Now, for real, I pose the question, and I want y'all to help me with understanding this. If we are not receiving what God has for us, where's the challenge? Is it just in our conversation? Is it in our faith? Do we really trust God that he's going to do what his word says? Knowing that he is not a man that he would lie? Where are we falling short? What is it that is keeping us in a place, a stagnant place, where we would rather speak doom to our situation than speak life? God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for tonight because there's some things that even I face today where God moved for this ministry in a very wonderful way, that a conversation about a skirt turned into an opportunity for our ministry to be blessed. And after I heard it, I shared it with my husband, then the first thing that hit my mind was, God, how much is this going to cost us? But I said, wait a minute. God opened up this opportunity. He put me before a person that could get done what we needed to get done reasonably, and then I'm going to turn around and doubt that God is not going to give us the finances we need to get this done. I had to check myself. Now, I'm grateful to God that I didn't put my mouth on it and be like, oh, well, we ain't going to be able to do it, honey, and we're not going to have the money. And I thank God I didn't say anything like that. But I did have to catch myself because my mind was beginning to, was about to wander, and I had to put that thing in subjection. I had to snatch it back. Because the word says that as a man thinketh, so is he. So if I had let that thing dwell in my mind long enough about how we would not be able to do it versus trusting God that it's going to get done because it's God's desire that it get done, I could have put some things in motion that would have hindered what God was trying to bless us with. Yeah, sometimes we got to deal with our thoughts. We got to deal with our thoughts. You know, when we feel in some kind of way, I had another situation where I was feeling some kind of way because I was listening to somebody explain to me a situation that was a lie. And I knew what God had said. I knew what had been spoken. And I sucked it up. Woo! I was careful what I put my mouth on because I trust God. And because I didn't want the wrong thing to manifest, I said, God, you got this. And I trust you that whatever it is it's supposed to be, that's what it's going to be. In Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 14, there's a list of blessings that God has for us. Heed to his word. And even with those, we got to put some voice activation to that thing. We've got to speak it. Call those things forward. If you know God's promises for your life, why aren't you speaking it? Why aren't you speaking it? Why aren't you speaking it? For everyone on the phone line tonight, there's a situation in your life that you wished, desired, not wished, desired would be a little different. Could be anything from relationships to finances to housing to employment. Any number of things that we could be facing in this very moment that we would like to see differently. And we might say, it'd be nice if, and something. But God is saying tonight, open up your mouth and speak my word over this situation and allow me to do, trust me to do that for you. That as we begin to speak and open up our mouths and prepare for the manifestation, don't regress. Don't go back and complain about what you've been through and what you're going through at the moment and how it turned out last time. He said, don't be bothered with what was. Be in the now and go forward with expectation that I'm going to be true to my word. For everything that God has brought us through. Are y'all hearing me? For everything that God has brought us through, for every way that he's shown us how great he is, for every prayer that we've prayed and he's answered. Come on, y'all. It came because we prayed the prayer. We put some word on the situation and manifestation came forward. And that's something that we've got to deal with because we're to believe God for other people, but we won't believe God to do that same thing for us. God is the same God. That what he did for them, he can also do for you. But you've got to trust him to do it and put his word on your situation. Yes, God. He said, open up your mouth. Have conversation with me. Pray. Put me in remembrance of my word. Bring it back to me. He said, have faith. Faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed. If you can have that kind of faith, you can move mountains. He said, obey my word. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. He said, open up your mouth with obedience to my word. Be careful what you're speaking about yourself and others. Open up your mouth and love. Speak words of love and not hate. Speak words of forgiveness out of your mouth. And allow God to move to bring about the manifestation of the things that you need and desire of him, even the things that he has stored up for us. We've got to fear it by opening up our mouths. He said, when was the last time that you opened up your mouth in offering praise and worship unto me? You're having a great time in prayer, and you're getting past this prayer to worship. He said, open up your mouth and sing me songs of praise. Give me a new melody from your heart. Open up your mouth and let me know what it is you need from me, because I'm right here and I want to do it. I want to do it. I want you to receive everything that I have for you. I want you to be in a mindset that you're expecting the great. You're moving forward with expectation, trusting that God is going to give you what you have need of. Yeah, that there'll be even resurrection of some things that you thought were dead. But by putting God's word on it, you can bring it back to life. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you tonight. Because you care enough about us to let us know that you want to hear from us. He said, open up your mouth. And for some of us, it means that when we open up our mouth, we're going to have to tell some folks, I got to walk away from you. Some things we got to open up our mouth to let folks know that for this season in my life, it's going to require that I be set apart for a season. To maybe build me up where I've been torn down. God, I thank you. I thank you. I just thank you, God. I thank you because as we begin to open up our mouth, we will see manifestation. And we can realize your word to know that all things are going to work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to your purpose. We know that things are going to work together for our good, because we're going to open up our mouth and we're going to speak your word. We're going to endure like good soldiers. We're not going to give up. We're not going to back down. But we're going to operate in the authority and the power that you've given us. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight. Ooh, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We do have Pastor Brown and Prophet Williams on the line tonight. And if there's something that you ladies would like to add, I would gladly like to hear what the Lord may be speaking to you concerning opening your mouth and receiving the manifestation of what God has for us. If you would press one, I'd greatly appreciate it. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Open up your mouth. It's time for manifestation. Does it mean it's going to be easy all the time? No. Because, yeah, we're going to still have some days that we feel something. But we got to know that God is greater than what we feel in that moment. We've got to stay the course of what God has established for us. We've got to be ready and willing to redirect as the Lord leads, speaking his word. Thank you, Lord. Good evening, Prophet. God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor. How are you this evening?
I'm well. I'm well. I'm well. What were you hearing from the Lord as the release was going forward? Amen.
Amen. Awesome and powerful word that you shared. But what I'm getting is, in the world that we live in right now, the society, we're so quick to point out the negative of any and every situation to where there's nothing positive being seen. So I think as we change our mindset going forward to look for that silver lining or look for the good and not the bad, not only in ourselves but in others, then we can get some overall change in, you know, the way the world is operating and functioning. But I think because we are just so quick at the bad and just not bring out anything positive, it's truly been detrimental to us as a society.
Amen. And I agree with you wholeheartedly with that. I know even in this week, I was speaking to an old friend of mine, and I was letting them know that I was going to be in the Newport News area doing travel, going to schools, and if they knew anybody that was interested in school, to let me know. And they said, well, maybe I can meet you for dinner or something like that. And I said, well, I have to see. And they said, well, I mean, would that get you in trouble? I said, how would that get me in trouble? And it rose up in me because society has made any and everything wrong.
Right.
Any and everything looks wrong. And I know the word says don't let your good work be evil spoken of. But if my intent is to do my job and your intent is to help me do my job, why would there be anything else seen except for two people doing business? Why would it have to appear to be anything other than what it truly is? But the mindset, as you said, the mindset of the society that we live in is about looking for something to tear people down instead of looking for opportunities to build people up and expand God's kingdom. So it's in instances mm-hmm. like that that I had to open my mouth. And I said, what is wrong with you? And I had to shut them down. I said, you know what, never mind, because your intent, your motives were not pure. From the beginning, to make a comment that way, your intent was not pure.
Right.
But when we go forward with the pure intent, with the willingness to do what God has said for us to do, when we begin to open up our mouth with his truth and open up our heart with his love, I believe that we can change not just our lives, but we can change the lives of those that we encounter. Because
Amen.
They will be able to see the God in us. That will cause them to say, wait a minute, what do I have to do? What do I have to do to get what you get? What do I have to do to live that kind of, what do I have to do to experience that type of joy? You got to have a relationship with the Father. You got to accept the fact that Jesus went to the Christ, not just for me, not just for you, prophet, not just for you, pastor, but he went to the cross for all of us that our sins be forgiven if we would but receive him. Then we would have the opportunity to open up our mouth and begin to speak his word and receive the manifestation of that which he has for us. Amen. 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 I'm excited about this because I just know that the closer we get to God and the more time we're spending in his word, you know, we're changing. You and I, prophet, we're going through lifestyle changes.
Yes, we are.
We are going through lifestyle changes. And as we're putting aside some things in the natural, it opens up an opportunity for us to gain more insight in the spirit realm, to begin to feast on his word instead of feasting on a milkshake. I'm just saying. Even in our natural lifestyle changes, it can affect what takes place in our spirit man. Open up and pour out more of what God would have us to say according to his word. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, prophet. Pastor Linda didn't press one, so I'm not going to bother her. Amen. 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 We thank God. Elder Benny, did you have anything to share tonight? Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. He is pastor. God bless you, Pastor Linda.
Praise God. I'm just listening and just thinking, oh, my God, I can't add a whole lot to it. I mean, you said it all. I mean, you said it all. I mean, why aren't we opening up our mouths? And what came to me is like when it says walk in the spirit, you know, if we're walking in the Spirit, when you were talking about you and Prophetess Nina, and you know how lifestyle changes when we change what we do in the natural, it changes what we're doing in the mm-hmm. in the spiritual, and the, your focus becomes different, because when we Amen. Truly focus on God and we let praise be in our mouths and not mm-hmm. the negative, and I know when I do it, I know I'm walking freer and I don't feel the burden. Amen. But when I'm thinking on my situation and my problems and the trials and tribulation, it only make that seem much larger. Mm-hmm. But when Amen. I focus Amen. On God, it's like I'm yoked with Him. And when I yoke yes. with Him, He's carrying the load. So I don't yes. even feel it, because yes. I'm casting my cares on Him. So there is truly a benefit of focusing on Jesus, the cross, and the power of the cross. Amen. 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 It was good. Amen. I'm sitting here on mute, but I'm saying, mm-hmm, amen, amen. I'm just saying amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
well, we
glory
thank
to God.
God. I thank God for the both of you on tonight, sharing, and for those others who have called in tonight. We pray that this teaching has been a blessing to you as it has to me,
yes,
because
yes.
I realize that there is still much more that needs to be said, that I've got to still do the work. I've got to continue to equip myself with His word and in His presence and open my ear to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking, and then take the authority and the power and the dominion that God has given me and open my mouth and receive the manifestation of that which has been spoken.
Hallelujah.
There's some things that God wants to release in our lives. There are some things that God wants to release, but He's waiting to hear you say it. He's waiting to hear us say it on tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight for this teaching time. God, we thank you for this word. Oh, God, we thank you that it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. God, we thank you for lives being changed, oh, God, for minds being changed, oh, God, for manifestations taking place, oh, God, because we're now opening up our mouths, oh, God. We're now putting your word on the situation, oh, God. We're now praising you, and we're worshiping you, and our faith is being increased, oh, God. Our love is being increased, God. We're forgiving those that have done all manners of evil against us, oh, God, because we want to reap the harvest that you prepared for us. So, Father, we thank you tonight.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory and honor and praise on tonight, God, for the changes that we're going to see, God, for the manifestations that we're going to experience because of your love towards us. God, we thank you tonight.
Hallelujah.
We thank you tonight, oh God, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Counting these things done now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you both so much for being with us tonight. Amen. To the other listeners, we thank you so much for joining us. Amen. As always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself, big or small. Do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, it is our desire and prayer that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Join us again next week, 8 o'clock p.m., for another empowerment moment. God bless you all. Thank you, ladies. Good night.
Good night.